Over the past few weeks, security contractors have been at the center of a test of wills in Afghanistan. On one side is Afghan President Hamid Karzai. He wants them out, all of them. On the other side is the international community. NPR's Jackie Northam has the story from Kabul.
For nearly 5 years, President Karzai has criticized the use of private security companies in Afghanistan and said they would have to go. These private firms help guard development and reconstruction projects around the country. In mid-August, Karzai set a deadline of December 15th to disband security firms. That's prompted intense negotiations recently between the Karzai government and senior officials from the U.S. and other countries. At one point, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton intervened, asking Karzai to reconsider. At another point, the Afghan president stormed out of a meeting on the issue, according to people involved in the process. And at a news conference earlier this week, Karzai lashed out. Karzai said the heavily armed private security workers are destabilizing the country, harassing the public, and undermining Afghanistan's own security forces. But just days later, the president appeared to relent. In a carefully worded statement, Karzai pushed back the deadline. He also formed a committee that would look at each company on a case-by-case basis to decide if and for how long it can continue to operate, essentially extending the deadline until at least mid-February. That was welcome news to U.S. Ambassador Carl Eikenberry.
In a spirit of cooperation and partnership, we're going to find ways to arrive at solutions that are going to provide all of the entities, all the organizations that are working throughout Afghanistan for development improvements in the country.
There are more than 50 registered private security firms employing anywhere from 40 to 50,000 international and local guards. There are at least another 50 unregistered firms, which the government wants to disband immediately. The extension of the deadline provides some breathing room for the registered private security firms. But no one here thinks the issue is going to go away. The offices of Kubura Security Services are located off a busy street in Kabul. The company employs around 500 people to guard development projects and supply convoys. Its director, Abdul Hakim, says his workers make good money.
The reason they join a private security company is because it's better, easier, and has more benefits than joining the police or army.
Karzai wants Afghan soldiers and police to take over the duties of private security firms once they're disbanded. Many international development agencies say Karzai's plan is a non-starter because they have no confidence in the government's security forces. Many of the large projects that employ private security firms are run by the U.S. Agency for International Development. Laurent Sayard is the director of an umbrella group for non-governmental organizations in Afghanistan. He says Karzai's decree won't affect scores of smaller development agencies that do not want or use any armed security.
Their approach is different. They work closely with local communities, and that's how they build their security, and that's how they operate.
Sayard says there's a drive by many large development companies to show results. It's part of the new U.S. strategy for Afghanistan. Ashraf Ghani, an advisor to Karzai, says the U.S. is relying far too heavily on contractors and private security firms to achieve its goals.
Contracting out governance and development has not worked. A bunch of beltway bandits have become millionaires and billionaires. Afghanistan and the United States have been poorer for it.
The committee charged with overseeing the private security companies will issue its first report by November 15th. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.